Okay, so here's a question for you. And assuming you have a long-term partner or a husband or wife or spouse or whatever descriptor you want to use, but assuming you're in that position, which one of you two would you want to die first? Yeah, I can hear the responses already. What a subject. Yes, but to me it is a subject worth discussing, because me and Mary have discussed this quite a few times and we're both in agreement. She's to go first. Now that might sound entirely odd to many of you listening here, but it's a realism in our case, and there's practical reasons behind that. It's not something that we talk about on a weekly or a monthly basis, but it's something that crops up every now and again. Usually around funerals, I guess, when emotions are stirred once again by the loss of a dear friend or a family member. But we've actually discussed this for, well, I'd say maybe the past 5 or 6 years. We're not that old, we hope to live for many a year, but it's still a topic that we're actually quite happy to talk about. Even that might sound strange. But as I said, there are practical reasons for that. And my, or our thinking behind it is, and whatever I say, Mary is in pretty much total agreement. Now, in my take on life, and through my experience in life and bereavement, that woman, and I don't want to just separate this into man and wife, you know, whatever partnership is on the go, then you can have your own thoughts and opinion on this. But I guess even within same-sex partnerships, that there will be a similar situation or a similar way of thinking of what I'm thinking or we're thinking. So in my experience, women handle bereavement much, much better. They get it out. They sob their eyes out. They cry their hearts out for days and get it out of their system. And men invariably bottle it all up and have an extremely intense internal emotional turmoil for long and weary, because we can't be seen. We have to be strong. We can't be seen to sob our eyes out. For me, that's very hard at times. But not just that. I now know and have known many a widow of different ages, not all elderly women, and they seem to be able to cope better with the loss. I don't know how they do it. It's just emotionally they can deal with it. They get on with their work or their chores, or if they're part of a community, that could be anything kind of community, a church community, or a sewing group or whatever. It doesn't matter. But in my experience, I've found that women deal with things much, much better. They deal with bereavement much, much better, and they get on with things. And I think I've found men who have been in a really loving relationship. Not all marriages or partnerships are entirely loving relationships, but those that were basically go to pieces. It may not happen right away, but it happens fairly soon. They just can't cope. They can't cope with the loss, and they find it hard to deal with things. It's just far too emotional for them. And my thoughts on that is that's how I would be. If I lost my wife, if she went first, I'd be distraught. I know that myself. I know who I am. I know how I would react to it. And I would be distraught. And I would, and I've said this many a time, that to Mary, that it's become so boring that she'll say, yes, I know. You'll get a wee dog and you'll go walking all around Scotland and never to be seen again. And basically that is how I perceive things, because living in this in a house or any house, even if I moved after she had gone, it would just, I would have to be out and about. I know myself, within myself, I'd be lost, totally shocked and bereft. So in that sense, you might say, well, why do I want her to go first? Well, the practical reasons come in here, and that is that all our life, and Mary being the clever one, the intelligent one, the clever school child who never really got a chance, Mary has always done the intelligent work, the accountancy for the home, for my work, and many, many other things. But because I've been the hunter-gatherer of the family, rearing four kids, I've actually never asked Mary to ever put a light bulb in. And I'm being serious about that. Any practical things to be done, fixed, decorated, repaired, in the house, in the garden, in the car, in the garage, wherever, I've never asked or expected Mary to ever do anything like that in her life, to the point that at her age now, same age as me, in her early 60s, she has never had to do anything practical. In fact, she's totally impractical, to be honest. And this is one of the things that's in the back of my head. Or let me put it another way, this is the prime thing or matter that's in my head. If I went first, I would, if I knew I was dying, that is, and assuming I wasn't run over by a bus and had no chance to think, I would be so distraught knowing that she'd be left behind and be at the mercy of handymen and tradesmen, unknown tradesmen, and or for simple things like even the phone doesn't work properly and she wouldn't know how to fix it, maybe the plug just come out or a sticky key, she would never know that. She would have to be so dependent on others to do things for her, and I'm in my head, even at this moment, I'm picturing various people, not necessarily all trustworthy, turning up and into our home and doing all these maybe even just trivial tasks, and really she would be at their mercy as to what they charged her. Not just that, but at the mercy of having strange men in the house. And so that's the practical reason that, and the prime reason that in my head, and she's in agreement with us, by the way, that it would be just, she would be so lost when it came to practical things. I mean, she, to be honest, and you may laugh at this, but Mary doesn't know how to work the remote control properly on the television. The television we've had for a number of years now, the same remote control. If she inadvertently hits the AV button and knocks it off the AV channel, she wouldn't know how to get that back on. She wouldn't have a clue. I mean, she has a mobile phone that's the most basic mobile phone you could meet, probably. And she still has to be educated every time, every week, before she leaves for her sisters, just how to call me back if the car broke down, for example. That's how she is with even the simplest of things. And then there's always more technical things, like the boiler stops working or something other kind of technical or decorative or gardening or a broken fence panel or whatever. She just, no way could Mary even attempt to do anything like that. So she would really be, in my mind, in my heart, she'd be absolutely lost completely. And that's basically what brings me around to believe that at the danger, if you like, of me being a distraught and totally lost guy who might pine away and die within a short period of time after her, which, by the way, I wouldn't actually mind. Because if she goes, then I'm lost for different reasons, if you know what I'm trying to say. So, it may sound like a touchy subject, and to some it may be. But it's also a realistic subject that maybe, as we've got older, we've broached the subject, which we'd never do when we're younger, because, oh, hey, we're going to live forever. Well, not really, because who wants to live forever? And yes, I know there's a song about that. But that's right, who wants to live forever? And in my case, if I lose Mary, then I'm lost and I'll go as quick as God will take me. But I know I'll be a sad case of a guy. But in the same respect, if I were to know that I was going first, I would be so distraught. I think I would defy my fate, wherever it was, unless it was that corporation bus, of course, to live longer and not to die of whatever I was suffering from. I can even picture myself in that position and just being so distraught about her being left behind in the world. So, that's my feelings on that. And as I said, Mary's in agreement. She knows I'd be a lost soul. Because there's many a time where she does say to me, you'd be lost without me. And you know, she's absolutely 100% correct. I would be lost without her. And I'm sure she'd miss me. Of course she would. But she'd handle it better. She'd get on with life better. It's a woman thing. And it's a man thing. And it's a generalisation, I know. But it's the only way I can talk about or generalise as far as I can go on this subject. But it is. Women are just hardier. Or maybe they just hide it better and cope better. I don't know. So, who's going to go first? God willing, it'll be Mary. And God willing, shortly after that, it'll be me. And that'll solve all the worries when it comes to time. As far as I'm concerned. Or as far as we're concerned, it is. Thanks for listening. And bye for now.